KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT, with services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086, or online at snmacherdental.com.
We are back on ABQ Connect with Desiree Woodland. She's the founder of Breaking the Silence New Mexico and one of her board members, Jody Hicks. Of course, our listeners are familiar with Jody because she also does a lot of other ministry things. But we don't want to take away from Breaking the Silence New Mexico, and let's get right into it. Desiree, please tell us about yourself and why you founded this group.
Sure, I will. So I'm a retired teacher. But while I was teaching, my son began to have some struggles, and I just kind of thought it was teenage angst, and so he went on struggling just with some depression, isolating. But, you know, you think that your child will grow out of it, but as time went on, he did not. And so, but I didn't know anything about mental illness, and I didn't even suspect that that could be something that was going on with him. So, he took his life 9 months after being diagnosed with schizophrenia, and that was one of the darkest periods of my life, but I knew I had to do something to make a difference because the teachers I worked with didn't understand mental illness, nor did my students. So it's something that was kind of swept under the rug. So we began doing some lessons in schools. We've been officially a part of an official business, 501c3, for 10 years, but actually Jody and I met. I wrote a book about my son, and she came to my house and met me and found out some of the work that we were doing and began presenting with me in school. So it's kind of been that even though it was such a horrible thing to happen, God's arms were around me because he sent Jody to me to work with me. So, so it's been going on for a bit of time, and we've had some really, I feel like... First 2 years, I was in such a dark place with my faith, and I felt that this was not something that should happen to a Christian family, mental illness or suicide. And it took a while to kind of climb out of that dark place, and working with Breaking the Silence and helping other kids to have the language to talk about what their struggles were internally and giving them permission, you know, that there wasn't any shame in having an illness. It's really no different than having any other kind of illness, but certainly that took a bit of time to try to understand that. So that's the focus, really. The mission of Breaking the Silence is to break the stigma by using personal story, educating kids, and, you know, being a part of letting them know that there isn't any shame. And we really love to include other peers, too, having young people in the class. And Jody was a big part of that. We did some mentoring at Amy Beale High School and South Valley Academy, and it was really, really impactful for the kids and for us.
Well, I'm blessed to hear that you're in ministry and that you're working with people and really helping them. A tragic loss, and I'm so sorry. I do want to ask you a question. Again, I'm deviating a little bit from the little list that we put together, but I think it's important. You mentioned that a Christian family should not have to deal with this. But Christian families are dealing with this, and maybe has not been recognized really by the church. And so what you're doing is really helping people that are involved in ministry and love people. I'm sure that you were loving your son, and you didn't know why this was happening.
Absolutely. And, you know, thank you so much for sharing that, because absolutely that is the truth. It just wasn't – church didn't feel like a safe place to talk about a psychiatric hospital and psychiatric meds. And – you know, I think, you know, there's been a kind of an explosion of ministries that have begun to be in the church. And my particular church has been amazing. They have allowed Breaking the Silence to do trainings. I'm actually going to get to share on Sunday a little bit about the importance of how to talk about mental illness in a faith-based place, because it's, you know, and I think about Jesus, and he didn't blame any of the people. He didn't blame the blind man. He didn't blame the demoniac for their condition. He loved them. And I think it's so important that we don't blame people for having a mental illness and struggles with their mental health, and that it's okay to go get help. It's okay to get treatment, and it's okay to pray. You don't have to do medication and not scripture. It can all work together.
Yeah, amen. Well, and I have no doubt, and I'm not going to hurt anybody's feelings by saying that the church hadn't dealt well. We've spiritualized things when, in fact, there was really a medical condition.
Yes, that's so true.
And so you're really exposing that. You have a fundraiser starting this weekend. Jody, tell us about that.
Yes. So so grateful that a year ago there was a vision. We were connected with Devin Sandoval, who plays for New Mexico United, and it was, I think it's his cousin, Jessica, actually had told him about Breaking the Silence, I think. And, you know, I thought it was going to come together, you know, a year ago. But, you know, with some, you know, it's been a process through COVID and through changes in, you know, people working with Breaking the Silence, New Mexico, just so many people who have come and gone along the way. And we're so grateful for everyone. But, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, we did some asks, and Devin Sandoval over the year with Mark Travers made this video, and it's, I mean, we think it's great, you know.
And it's just a video about mental health?
Yes, yeah. He's sharing his personal struggle with depression, and, you know, he has other connections to it as well, but you can only do so much. But the video is supposed to be a part of our curriculum that will be shown around the state to student-athletes and possibly more. But anyways, on Saturday at the game, New Mexico United said that they would play it for Breaking the Silence, New Mexico at halftime. So it's going to be played. With Devin's connection to, a coffee shop downtown off of Lomas and Broadway called, VM Coffee, they've already done a fundraiser for us, but on Friday morning from 8 to 12, just come in and have a cup of coffee, and they'll be selling, bags of coffee for us to raise money. And then, Devin's family has been connected to the owners of Star Brothers for years. The owner of Star Brothers played soccer with his dad, and so he's watched Devin grow up, and they were so on board with, you know, raising awareness there. We've lost so many kids, you know, to suicide a lot in this last year that a lot of people don't even know about. But, you know, they were connected to one of the most recent ones in a soccer club, and were so, you know, it was just so hard and so sad. But they're like, yes, more than ever, with them having that personal connection, you know, they really wanted to come alongside and do whatever they could, you know, to raise awareness. And so they'll be showing Devin's video on Sunday at Star Brothers.
Yeah. So it sounds like you got a bunch of sponsors and a bunch of people raising money. I know you said Star Brothers is going to be donating their proceeds.
Yeah, from the whole weekend.
I want to make sure that I go back to what Desiree was talking about earlier, Breaking the Silence. I mean, you've written a book. Why have mental health issues been kept so silent? Is it shame? Is it fear? I guess I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it is all of those. I think especially in past times, it was, you just didn't talk about it. And so many stories that we've heard in families from the past, they would just bury it, and they would say, well, my mom died of a heart attack, when in fact it was a suicide. And, you know, that is looked at. In fact, in my own personal life, thinking about, I remember I read a book called The Schizophrenic Mother, and in times past they blamed moms for why their children would take their life if they had schizophrenia. And I thought, you know, I think it's just bad all around. And it's finally time for us to be able to talk about it and not sweep it under the rug, because there isn't anything shameful. I read a lot of books about what goes on in someone's mind when they are suicidal. I mean, it isn't just, you know, I want to hurt someone, or, you know, I'm, you know, people say you're selfish if you take your life, but the fact is someone is suffering with such deep psychological pain, and there may not have been an answer. And for my son, you know, we just kept, I prayed for him. I did pray for him, and I loved him, just as you said, but he did need medical treatment, and that was something I was not aware of. And so, you know, the thing is, you know, the pharmaceuticals are improving. People are getting more and more help, and there's ways to manage this because it does affect one in four people. It's so very common.
Yes. You're speaking, you said, this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And Hope. Where will you be?
At Hope Evangelical Free.
Okay.
And their services are 9 and 11. And it's just for 10 or 15 minutes having a conversation with one of my pastors. But it feels like a real blessing, and also with the hope that Jody and I will be able to be part of maybe a deeper workshop that could happen there.
So the website is breakingthesilencenm.org. If there's people listening right now that may be in the situation you were as a mom, who do they call? What do they do?
You know, there are some good places. Agora is one of them. The New Mexico Crisis Access Line is another one. They can connect people to therapists. There's so many more resources out there now. NAMI is another one where families can go and take classes to learn about what the process of mental illness is like, how to help their loved one manage that illness. And there are some Christian resources as well. There's a NAMI FaithNet, and Jody, I'm going to let you finish up with some of the others.
Yeah, Saddleback Church in California, they have a website that's called Hope for Mental Health. And then also there's resources on the Mercy Multiplied website as well. And then there's the Grace Alliance that Desiree connected me to. They just did a huge workshop. Mm-hmm.
What was fabulous about that workshop was it was a series of, what were there, 40 different talks from all over the world. And there were three tracks, and one of them was care of the congregation, care of the staff. I mean, because if you think about being in ministry and you're a pastor, you also are experiencing, you know, hearing all of people's trauma. So also there's just care. And so they really want to try to encourage churches to do care ministry and include mental health as part of that ministry. So it's growing.
Yeah, there you go. Desiree Woodland and Jody Hicks, they're with Breaking the Silence, and they are in the middle of a fundraising event or about to start the fundraising event. It's going to start this weekend. And Desiree's already mentioned she'll be speaking at Hope EV Church. Is that on Wantabo?
It is, and Montgomery.
Yeah, as it kind of curves down north towards Eubank, right?
Correct.
And you'll be speaking at what time, 9 and 11?
9 and 11.
And the resources at breakingthesilencenm.org, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Check the logic. This is Ken Ham, and our popular life-size Noah's Ark is located in northern Kentucky. All this week, we're looking at what you should do when you're faced with challenges to God's Word. Well, one thing to do is to check the logic of the argument for faulty reasoning or bad arguments. For example, is it a straw man argument? These arguments twist an opposing viewpoint to make it seem weaker than it is. Is it a circular argument? These presuppose the truth of the conclusions they're trying to prove. Or what about faulty analogies? This argument says two things are alike when there's an important difference between them. Sometimes poor logic confuses or convinces people, but it's actually a bad argument. So, Christian, watch out for those.
Plan your visit to the full-size Noah's Ark when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com and listen to this program again or view a complete transcript when you visit AnswersRadio.com.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. If you're a Christian, you have insights into life that unbelievers don't have. You know how the physical universe began because the Bible tells you. You know where it's heading and how it'll end. You know who governs it and why you exist. On the other hand, unbelievers can't appreciate these things because a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him. He can't understand them because they're spiritually discerned. While unbelievers refuse God's counsel, you can trust in His Word. As a result, you can echo the words of the psalmist who said, "I have more insight than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed thy precepts." This is John MacArthur, praying that you're continuing to be portraits of grace.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Here's a little short reminder tonight. I am going to be watching John Tamney. He's the Vice President of Freedom Works. He's a Forbes editor and author of Popular Economics. On behalf of the New Mexico Business Coalition, I want to thank them for inviting me out to Revel Entertainment Center tonight, 5:30 to 7:30. And if you want to sign up to come, you still can do that at nmbizcoalition.org. Of course, they're a nonprofit, an agency that tries to support businesses and especially the recovery now of businesses in New Mexico after this terrible year of COVID. Dinner will be served. There'll be a dueling piano show, and that's tonight at Revel Entertainment. I am joined in studio by Desiree Woodland and Jody Hicks. They are with Breaking the Silence, NM. New Mexico, and their website is breakingthesilencenm.org, and I know there's resources there. Jody, I'm going to go to you now and ask you about what resources might be available to help equip churches, direct people to the right people in dealing with mental illness.
Okay, so on our website, we don't have that yet.
Okay.
And that is one of my goals. I hope that we do. We do want to stay relevant, and we are working on booster lessons to, stay relevant to the communities that we're talking to. When we just had a meeting not too long ago, and we are now, our board is growing, our staff is growing, and that's really exciting. So we're hoping that there will be more resources. But with our new president that's going to be coming in, is very passionate about the veteran group. The arts group has been around, sports community, and churches is also one that we want to have more resources on there for.
Well, you mentioned Devin Sandoval, soccer player, New Mexico United. I mean, here's a guy that's out in front of our community.
Yes.
And yet he's making himself vulnerable by being part of Breaking the Silence.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Tell me when that film, which United game is that going to be played at?
That'll be this Saturday at the New Mexico United game, and that game starts at 5.
At 5.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll be handing out some T-shirts out there, some free T-shirts. So, that's if anyone likes free T-shirts. But
Jody, yeah, on your website, it says you are trained as a lead facilitator with Breaking the Silence. What does that mean?
So a lead facilitator, we always go into the classroom, I haven't been teaching in the classroom for over a year. They were able to transfer it to online, so we were able to, teach in the classes last year. But a lead facilitator, we go in by two, so we usually don't ever have anyone in there alone. So there's a lead facilitator and a co-facilitator, which I'm so grateful
for. When you're talking about classes, are you talking about middle school, high school,
elementary? Thank you. Got our elementary curriculum, so we are able to go into elementary schools now, but it's for middle schools and high schools. It's called Talking Mental Health. And since we started, we have actually worked in over 80 public and charter schools throughout the state. And to date, we've reached over 20,000 middle school and high school students.
Wow.
So it's really, that's kind of a success story.
That's
We're
a lot.
Really excited about that. But yeah, it's been such a tremendous gift to stand in front of the class, and see the eyes of the students who really connect with it. And we're not counselors, and we make that clear right when we go in. That's like a part of the beginning of our Talking Mental Health curriculum, that we are educators by our lived experience. And some of us have family members who are living with a mental illness, but then also some of our facilitators are actually living with a mental illness. So it's been amazing to see, like I said, I've worked alongside a lot of people through over the years.
Jody, these family members, are they, I don't know if the word is happy, are they living and flourishing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, do they have their ups and downs? 100%. Mm. But I would say every family member that I have right now is active in treatment,
good,
which is really encouraging. Yeah.
So they can grow and they can blossom.
Absolutely.
And they can have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Desiree, how is your organization funded? You're a 501c3?
Correct. Our biggest funder is the State Department of Health, and we write grants, we do fundraisers, and so far we've really grown so much, as Jody was saying, being able to hire a marketing person, a film person, and just be able to function in a, because being a nonprofit is a little iffy around here, you know, but we are always looking for donors. We're always looking for people to sign up on our website. It's just amazing. I think it's $68 per student when we go in and do one of these presentations. So someone could sponsor one student, and there is no charge for our services for any of the things that we do. We also, in addition to doing the classroom presentations, we do community forums for community members and parents, which is also one of the big things on my heart, to educate parents about what some of those signs might be, and to even consider their child might be suffering. Take them and get a professional exam. But we also then do professional development, because we would love to change the culture of schools to where a child suffering, they can go to anyone and say, you know, I need help. Could you help me with this? So, it's a good investment, and it's something that we need. Our goal is to, expand throughout New Mexico. So right now we're doing a pretty good job with, I'm not sure how many counties is on that sheet there. Jody, you could mention it if it's there, but we aren't just in Albuquerque. And that's actually when one of the things with the pandemic, we're virtual, so we can go many different places.
And so, you know, our show right now is live in Las Cruces, live in Clovis, Port Talis, Santa Fe. So we aren't the biggest radio station, but via translators, we're covering as much as the state as we can, and hoping maybe to even expand that footprint as we go. So you're reaching a lot of people. So if you're in Las Cruces or you're in Santa Fe and you need some resources, can they reach out to you?
They can reach out to the website. Yep, for sure. And there's a way to, if you're a teacher in Las Cruces and you want the presentation, there's a way for you to sign up and request that. So, and there's also, you know, we would love to have people sign up on our newsletter, which is our donor list, you know, and so just to keep up with the news that's happening and be a part of the change that's happening in New Mexico to break the silence of and the stigma of mental illness.
Yeah, breakingthesilencenm.org is the website. Share a success story that you've...
Sure. One of the last times I was in the classroom, I've been retired from teaching for 19 years. One of the students, it's a group of middle school students, but I got a phone call from the social worker after the lesson, and she said, I just want you to know that this student reached out to me and said, I think I might be depressed. Will you help me talk with my parents about this? Well, that was very close to my own son's death, and I just fell on the floor crying, because I'm like, this is what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And for sure that conversation happened with the parent, and the student the next year was so open and sharing about what his struggles had been and how being able to get treatment has made a huge difference in his life. So that to me says it all. And as Jody has often said, if we can touch the life of one student, it's worth it.
Yeah. I can't imagine losing somebody. And again, thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing your story, because that's tough. That's tough. And I've had a couple of friends of mine over the years that have committed suicide. And, you know, they're people that I knew years ago. I find out that they've taken their own lives, haven't seen them in 15 years. And it makes you feel a way that you don't want to feel.
Oh, for sure. And there's always those questions, the guilt, or I should have kept up with them. I should have done this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we also have a survivors of suicide group here, which I hadn't mentioned, but it's it meets four times a month and twice for a mom's group. And so we have over 200 people on our email reminder list, but that service is also available for if someone has experienced a suicide loss, because as you mentioned, the emotions are chaotic afterwards, and we always question ourselves. So
and earlier you said that there were women that almost the culture was blaming things on.
Oh my gosh, see, we need to break down this stigma, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, Jody, I appreciate you being here. Desiree, what a blessing to have you. And it's just an excuse, because we didn't get through all of our questions, to have you back on.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for
joining
us.
It's a pleasure. Appreciate it.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.